Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's listen to the Bible together, and then try and hear what God is saying to us today. Psalm 96, verses 1 to 3. Sing a new song to the Lord. Let the whole earth sing to the Lord. Sing to the Lord, praise his name. Each day proclaim the good news that he saves. Publish his glorious deeds among the nations. Tell everyone about the amazing things he does. Many people see life as being divided into two categories, the sacred and the secular. The sacred is, for example, what we do when we go to church and worship God, and the secular is our normal daily routine of family life, going to work, relaxing and so on. This way of looking at life is strongly Greek in origin and is very different from the Hebrew thinking which we see reflected in this psalm. The psalmist had no thought of confining his worship to his visits to the temple. He was eager to proclaim the good news of God's salvation every day. Whatever he was doing, he wanted to declare the greatness of God and encourage other people to do the same. The idea of living in two separate compartments was completely unknown to him. When we see God at work in every aspect of our life, it gives a new importance to everything we do. Work is no longer simply a way of making money to feed the family, but an opportunity to serve God and to extend his kingdom. Our sport is no longer something we do merely to keep fit and healthy, but a God-given opportunity to live for him and to represent him to people who may not know him. Our finances are no longer our possession to use in the ways that please us, but an exciting, God-given opportunity to bless other people. And so I could go on, because God's desire is to bless every part of our lives. Nothing could be more exciting than to see God at work in every area of life. Dividing the sacred and secular robs us of the joy that God wants us to experience. God is constantly working in new ways and leading us into new experiences, and so the psalmist recognized the need to sing new songs to the Lord. Throughout history, God's people have come up with new songs, and that continues to happen at an impressive rate. It's not because there's anything wrong with the old songs, but because God's people are continually seeing him at work in new ways throughout the whole of life. Let me pray with you. Thank you, Lord, that every day you give us new reasons to praise and worship you. Amen. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope. God bless you. I hope you have a great day.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.